lo and behold, this foil shows here 64 of such chips. Each chip is surrounded by a bunch of memory, and this is what you get as your basic N-Cube board. N-Cube was one of the very earliest parallel machines. It built a Hypercube. It was a spin-off of our work from Caltech, but unfortunately I don't think it's doing too well as a company. The field has been taken over by the big boys, IBM and SGI, and the sort of specialty systems and the early starters like Thinking Machines, N-Cube, have fallen by the wayside.